everybody. Okay, so we wanted to first thank you all for listening. It says our estimated audience is 74 people right now, and that's pretty amazing. And as of right now, our biggest hit is We Can Be Heroes with 554 plays, which I did not expect that. And I really am appreciative of that. But let's get into a spoiler for you guys.
Oh, so boring. Ow. Seriously, you're always so boring with these. It's all, let's be all super, super, like, sophisticated. And I'm all, no. So.
Anyway, so first off, before we start, of course there's going to be spoilers in this. And if we sound a little stuffy, it's because he has pneumonia. And I have a cold. So, I'm a little stuffy, but we're almost out of the red on it, and that's great. Okay. So, the thing that we're going to be talking about is... Sorry about his cough, guys. I didn't know he was about to cough, or else I would have paused so you guys wouldn't hear it.
Don't worry. I didn't let her know, because I think it's good to be authentic and not pause so often. What? Awkward silences are not cool.
Okay, guys. So, we are going to be reviewing The Haunting on Netflix. Like we said, spoilers alert. And it's on Netflix.
Hill House.
It's the Hill House one. Now, out of The Haunting of Hill House and The Haunting of Bly Manor, I believe that Bly Manor was 100% better.
Oh, yeah.
Now, some of the actors that are in Bly Manor are actually inside of Hill House, so I kind of like that they kind of had a few of the same actor and actresses.
Really?
Yes, the one that plays Nellie.
Uh-huh.
Is the nanny in Bly.
Okay. But are you talking about, like, older Nelly or younger Nelly?
Young one. Like, it's the I guess, teenage adult Nelly.
You're talking about the...
Yes.
The adult Nelly. You now, mean the bent neck lady.
Can we not?
What? It's meant to be spoilers!
Stop it.
Seriously, guys. Like, that was the most awesome moment ever.
So, after Nellie dies, she gets a little bit more. You get more about her background.
No. When Nellie dies, she gets more screen time. I think this is to prove a point that when you're famous, before you die, you know, you're not that much. But after you die, oh my god. Everybody wants to know you.
But anyway. So, there is definite, it is a haunting one, so there is ghost and some of the more popular ones. Now, if you don't know, in all 12 episodes, there is Ghost in the Shadows. I'm not going to tell you their exact locations, because I want it to be kind of fun for you guys if you do decide to watch this, but check doorways and stuff like that, and check the staircases and behind the staircases and stuff like that in each episode. Every single episode has a ghost in it. I had to rewatch the episodes while he was asleep to see that the research that I did was true.
I've got to say that I didn't like this that much. It got better towards the end. Like the last...
Oh, you're gonna cough.
No. I was not going to cough.
Sorry, guys. Again, he does have pneumonia, so he is coughing a little bit more than normal.
Now, towards the last 3 to 4 episodes, it got really good. Actually, I don't know. It might have been a little bit more than that. As soon as the bent neck lady became the bent neck lady, I loved it from there on. But I also hated it for the fact of... They touched on a thought of mine, and I really hated that. What if, you know, time isn't a continuous line, like everybody says. But sometimes, it's connected to places and people. See, that's always been a thought of mine, and I hate that they touched on it. I hate it! Because that's my original thought! What? I can rant if I want to.
Okay, so...
Just brush me off like nothing.
There's some major ghosts in here, and they don't really tell their names that well. I mean, you kind of get their names, but you kind of don't. You really have to pay attention, close attention to it. And I didn't like that, so I'm going to tell you the main ghosts that I found information about and I knew about stuff. Now,
Too tall. What?
Stop it.
You don't want to talk about Too Tall?
Not yet.
Okay.
Alright, now the Bennett lady, I'm going to leave her, who she really is, a secret, because I feel like if I tell you guys who she really is, even though we gave permission for spoilers, that it's going to run it for you guys, and I don't want to do that.
Now, I will give one really big hint. Listen to what she says to Nelly as a child when she looks over her as she's sleeping. And maybe you'll figure it out.
Sorry, I had a hand sanitized. Because he's coughing. Olivia Crane. She's the mother. She does turn into a ghost. I'm not going to tell you guys how she dies because I, again, believe that will ruin the storyline a little bit. But I do like how they did her death.
I didn't like her ghost.
I didn't like her ghost.
Sorry.
You know, it makes me want to stop this and, like, re-record it because I'm tired of them having to hear your cough. You gotta give me warning signs. I mean, they probably don't want to hear your cough either.
Moo. Okay. No, don't spritz me. Ew. That is hand sanitizer.
Yes.
Hand sanitizer.
Okay, so I do like how they did Olivia Crane's death. I don't like what they did with her ghost.
Now, some scenes of her ghost were great. And then others was like, I'm a creepy mom, come to me.
Yeah.
But another part of me thinks, what if, just like in Bly Manor, she was being taken over by another spirit before she was ever truly dead? And that sort of pressed onto her spirit when she finally did die.
I don't know. Then we've got Poppy Hill, who seduces Olivia to murder.
No, she brainwashes her.
No, she seduces her.
No. It's brainwashing.
No, it's literally seducing.
No, it's brainwashing.
She's seducing.
Brainwashing.
But anyway, I loved how they did the graphics for Poppy. I really did. You kind of got off the fact that she wasn't actually a really great ghost. But in the beginning, you don't actually see that. And I like how that developed. After you find out her alternative motive.
Mm-hmm.
I did like that they did that. Then you got William Hill, who is the tall guy.
Too tall.
Yes. Now,
also, AKA Bowler Hat.
Yes, and then he's there, and he torments Luke because he believes that Luke stole his hat.
I don't think he really blames Luke for taking the hat. I think he just wants his hat back. He went and got his hat, and I think he saw Luke as someone who had impeccable taste, just like he did. So, therefore, you know, wanted to be friends. Hey, look, Camp Cretaceous is coming out with Chapter 2.
Yes.
On the 22nd.
Yes. Oh, hi, Panda.
Please don't turn it off, Panda. Panda. Oh. Off the...
Sorry, guys. Panda was walking over you guys. Girl. Okay, and then we got Abigail. Now, with Abigail's story, I really like how they did that. It is sad what happens to her.
Yeah, sad thing is, Abigail wasn't even a ghost.
Yes.
At first.
So, we're not going to run with how she dies, but do know that Abigail does die, but she is very much alive at the moment of the beginning.
Yeah, it's sad.
It is sad.
This is why you shouldn't try to protect your children by keeping them in your house all the time.
Then there is Hazel Hill. Now, Hazel Hill is a bedridden woman who is stuck in the bed because she was sick. Now, she is also the sister to William. Now, we did have to do a little bit of research because, unlike on Bly Manor, this one doesn't really touch history stuff. It kind of leaves a blank, so you kind of have to go out and you got to do a little bit more research to figure out what these ghosts' connections are. So, unfortunately, with that, that was sad. I didn't like that they didn't add as much history as they should have with this. They had 12 episodes to do it. And they did more in the Bly Manor with the 8 episodes than 12 episodes, which kind of pissed me off.
Such language!
I know. Now, there is a ghost in the wheelchair.
Yes.
Now, this ghost only seems to appear once.
No, twice.
Okay, but it's during a storm. Now, also, the key hint with this ghost, if you hear the banging on the walls in the children's room, the research that I did stated that that was the wheelchair ghost.
Okay, now, I want to say that Poppy is actually the mother of that child.
Actually, yes, she is. She is the child. That is her child. That's one of her children.
Now, I also want to say, she murdered her own children!
Yes. Now, there also is he's really not that big in here, but you do see him, like, I think 4 times in total. The clock repairman.
Yeah.
I like that he was a ghost.
Actually, I did too.
I really just would have loved to know how he passed away.
Actually, I think I know. He didn't fix the clock good enough.
I guess not.
And Poppy killed him. No, no. So. There's no proof to that, but I could see her being all stuck up like that. You should have fixed it better, now you're stuck here.
Now, the toasting ghost. He's the ghost that only Shirley sees.
The toasting ghost.
Yes. The one that you said you kept.
Oh. Yeah, the one that's not really a ghost.
No, he's a ghost.
I don't think he is. I think...
You're wrong.
No, just hear me out.
Panda agrees with me.
I don't think that he's an actual ghost that was drawn to the house. I think he is a guilt ghost. A manifestation of her guilt that has been pursuing her every time she feels like she's in the wrong. Because every time she would get upset with her husband or her sister, he would show up.
I don't know. But, and then, the last bit of this is Ghost in the Shadows. Like I said, in every single episode there is Ghost in the Shadows. And, now...
What about the Ghost in the Mold? You know who the ghost in the mold is, right?
Yeah. Like I said, ghost in the shadows.
Okay, well, I believe that the outline in the mold is actually William as well. Because he, for some reason, barred himself up behind a wall. But I think it touches more on that in the last 3 episodes if you listen to the story that is being told to the sister with the touchy-feely. But anyway, that's just my personal beliefs.
I honestly can say that I personally will not be watching this again. It was, just really wasn't worth my cup of tea, honestly. And, I mean, I hate to say that because I really like Bly Manor.
Yeah.
But this one was lacking.
It was far more jumpy.
Yes, way more jumpy. And unfortunately, with it being so jumpy, it was a little bit harder to connect the dots.
Yes, but I believe, as I said with the Bly Manor, without the jumpiness, it probably wouldn't have even been halfway decent.
They seem to keep the dream thing as well. They seem like they did the dream thing again with this one.
Sort of. But they didn't call it dream hopping in this one. But what they did do is called life a dream and that they wanted to wake up from it. So.
And with Pandora, she didn't really seem to enjoy this.
No, she did not.
Now,
I have to say, I really wouldn't waste my time with this one if I were y'all. If you haven't seen it, you're not missing anything. I give it a 2 out of 5.
I mean, the most interesting character was probably Nelly.
Yeah, the chick that's been dead since the beginning, basically.
Yeah. So, I mean, it does have its pros and its cons. And like I said, I am sorry for him coughing in the background. It's a little irritating. Yeah. I've been dealing with it for a week, and today was the day that he wasn't coughing as much. So, I thought we would be able to do a podcast without him coughing, but unfortunately, I was wrong.
Don't worry. I can still go to work tomorrow.
You're dead coughing.
I don't care if I'm coughing or not. I'm going to work tomorrow.
This is my job.
This is my job.
This is my job.
Nuh-uh. Guys, who do y'all like listening to better? Just do me a favor. Leave a comment. You know, do you like my witty banter?
No.
Or do you like her facts?
Did you know I bought a gallon of sanitizer.
Yes, I did. Weird.
I got it for a good deal. But I'm not going to tell you guys that it's like 100% terrible. I mean, it's got its good parts. There was really no jump scenes, though, unfortunately. Not that I mean...
Oh, I'm not going to lie. There was one jump scene for me.
I didn't really get jump scared. I got bored with it. And it took us a whole entire week to watch it. That's how bad it was. Like, I mean, with us, it's usually, if we really like it, we're bam, 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 bam. Episode after episode, just like we were with Bly Manor. But
Yeah. This
one, it took us a whole entire week. And that's with him being sick and out of work.
I literally was more interested in watching Sabrina, the 4th season.
Which...
We haven't watched all of yet.
We haven't watched it all yet, so we can't really give you guys a review on that. I did want to do that one all together because it's such a fantastic thing, but I'm going to have to rewatch season 1 through 3.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to.
Nice.
Without you.
That's it. I quit. You can take this job and shove it.
And unfortunately there's no dinosaurs in this one, but just to let you guys know that the Camp Cretaceous, we will be doing a review on that one after it uploads on the 22nd of this month. I think it's the 22nd.
It's the 22nd.
Yeah. And after it uploads, we'll probably have it watched within a day or two because he is going back to work, hopefully tomorrow.
If all else fails.
If we have to, our podcast may have one person podcasting on some of the shows instead of both of us. We don't want to really do that because we really like doing this together because we can throw ideas off of each other. But unfortunately, he has to work and this is the best job I can do right now.
And I will be giving another update on Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Yes. He will have a couple video game reviews up. We plan to do a Fortnite one eventually. It's just, I've had a little bit trouble playing Fortnite with him because a lot of people are getting in there and they've got a lot of cheat modded stuff. And it's a little bit harder to play a game when there's a lot of cheating involved. Like, for say, you shoot someone with a gold weapon
Three times in the face,
and they shoot you with a gray weapon, and they shoot you once, and they kill you. And you have both shield and full health.
Oh, I love when they're shooting you with an assault rifle, and yet it's doing shotgun damage from so far away that it's like they're, you know.
Yeah. So we've kind of slowed down on playing that because of the factor that it is a little bit harder. But that is our review on Bly Manor. I want to watch Bly Manor again. It was good enough to watch a second
time. I'm thinking about watching that.
Maybe. But anyway, we are planning on doing another review shortly or soon. Whichever one comes first for us.
And some of the things that we're going to be talking about, we'll probably touch base on the free games for this month for the PlayStation Plus.
Yes, we plan on doing that. I've got some cat information for you with Panda.
Oh, so you're not talking about your cat game that you're addicted to.
I'm not addicted to it. I just need to get all the cats. Okay, guys. So yeah, Pandora did not like Hill House. Like, she's trying to run away from me right now while I'm talking about it. She's like, no, Mom. No. Anyway, so she didn't like it, but she doesn't have her fever anymore. If you guys were wondering, we do give you guys updates on her. We are on TikTok, and we do some actual videos with Panda involved in them. She's not exactly 100% liking them, but we will be uploading another video with her shortly, maybe today, probably promoting that we uploaded this new episode. But that's everything about Hill House. It's from 2018, I believe. And it's got 12 episodes, but the way they did leave it where they could do a second season. I don't know if they're actually going to. But they did leave it where they could do a second one. They did a really good job on that. The actors and actresses, I felt like they weren't really into this one.
I like the last two people to go into the house and die. I did.
But I mean,
I love that he carried her into the house to die. It's like, we made it.
Yeah. But,
Well, with that cough, I'd like to signify a happy dinosaur night. And if you haven't seen the dinosaur screen or a dinosaur picture, it's literally a baby triceratops laying down that has meteors falling in the background. As it's laying there, it's saying, I'll deal with it later.
Yes. That is actually probably going to be the picture that we will use for the Camp Crunchageous. Just because of the factor, I think that it'd be like, you know, kind of fits with the factor that the when we ended that one, there was basically the island was destroying itself.
I find it funny.
So.
I'll deal with it later.
I hope you guys enjoyed. And if you have any questions, we're on many different platforms and you can get in touch with us and I'll answer back. I have no life, guys. I have no life.
I'm not your life, but you're my life.
I will spray you down with hand sanitizer.
Huh. I have you now.
I have a gallon of it over there. All right. Thank you, guys, and I hope you guys enjoyed. And again, if you have any questions or requests, feel free to ask us. Dino out.